अददानश्चनं दन्ते इदं याचे पुनः पुनः किमारूपापदं भोजा युलीशं जन्म जन्मनि वैराग्ययुग्भक्तिवशं प्रियत्नाय अपायं मामनभिप्समन्धम् कृपं भूया परदूपदूही सनातनस्तं प्रभुमाश्रयामि वंशकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि घोर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे हरे. Greetings from Newburgh, New York, the site of the Panihati Festival. I'm not going to be able to give a full Bhagavatam class today. In fact, Jayadvaita Swami right now is speaking, so this is halfway between his class. But maybe I can tell a little bit about what we spoke about a little bit. The festival it's increasing. It was really, really wonderful. We set up the whole ground. We set up this huge tent like we had at the Panihati a few years ago, and you know, one of the biggest tent probably you can get, and you know, professional sound system. We had a separate tent for the children. And actually, Jai Subhadra, it was really wonderful what was done with the children. For 4 hours, they had just constant activity, making collages of Lord Chaitanya and Jarakandapar. If you'd go there, you'd see 40 or 50 children just sitting quietly. And there was one activity after another for them. And some interesting activities, too. We had a Pyari Mohan's son do a magic show for them. Pyari Mohan is a famous magician. And we had one devotee. His name is Amitananda, the one who actually organizes the Sangha. He's a very, very special soul. He's not an ordinary soul. He gave me the first car I had when I was in America. And his father, he used to come to my classes in Mayapur, although he's not from Mayapur. I remember he had long hair and dungarees, you know, but he liked the philosophy. And his father, for Prabhupada's centennial, composed 1,008 different melodies of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Amritananda, he's an Indian, but he's you know, he works in the city, and so he had an electric guitar which he played corny tunes of Hare Krishna, which 4-year-old kids could dance in ecstasy to. or 2-year-old kids, was activities like that. So it was really great that, you know, the children were so nicely engaged, and then the adults were engaged. And, you know, we started at 12, we ended at 6 on the first part, started again at 8, ended at 10. Even for the children, it was nice. They had snacks. I don't know how, but anyway, it's just nice that they're taking care. We had ice cream, ice pop, snacks the whole time, you know, juicy drinks, and, you know, and we had also snacks for the devotees all day, and this famous Dal Puri, it was very well done. And so Barsana Maharaj spoke for an hour on the Panihati pastime, then I spoke for about 40 minutes, and then Bibi Govinda and Indradyumna Swami came just as I was halfway through my talk, and then they had some talk, and from Kirtan, you know, up to 6, many, many devotees came. I think there was not less than 250 devotees, perhaps. And they stayed, you know. Can you hear me? Okay. Any problems here? 250 devotees, and a lot of people I just wasn't expecting from all over were coming. You know, people. It was kind of like the original Pontiaca Festival. People found out that Chip Rice was being distributed, and they started coming from all over. And the Rebels bought their wares and then served out the whole thing. And, you know, and Kirtan was beautiful with the Kazakh band, with the lady saxophone player. She's really good. I mean, and it was just an incredible, and people really, really appreciated the festival. And we inaugurated my books, Greeting from Vrindavan. The offer is still open. That people are regular members of the Sangha. We'll just send me your name. We'll mail you the copies. They should be going out this week to the people that sent their names so far. I guess I'll tell a little bit about the pastime. But one thing at these festivals, I'm the inaugurator. I'm the overall in charge. So it's a different mode for me. And when I do these festivals, I do think of the people that are there and control the environment. So, you know, so it's a different mode you'll find me in today. But I did speak, and I'm afraid to start because I could speak hours on this pastime, but my mind is also on all the other people that are here. And a different group, a lot of new people are coming that didn't come the first day. They come the second day. We've had at least 40 or 50 people that stayed overnight this time. We just had a huge kirtan at 7:30. Now, Jagmeet Marsh giving the class. But this festival, you know, the significance of it, it begins, that pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami begins, if you read that chapter in the Antyalila, it begins not about Raghunath Das Goswami. The story begins about Lord Chaitanya and the Gambhira. And at the end of Lord Chaitanya's life, the concept of Lord Chaitanya is such a beautiful concept that the complete aspect of God must include the experience of his devotee. Because God's the supreme enjoyer. And therefore he must experience not only the joy of being loved, but he must experience the joy of loving, and from the perspective of the devotees, this whole lila of Lord Chaitanya is God becoming complete in his enjoyment. And the ultimate service and service to God is to serve his pleasure. So those who serve his pleasure have the most intimate service for God, and that's the goal of life, to give God pleasure. So this is the best service that you can perform for God, to actually help him experience the highest pleasure. And the devotees who do that, Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, so it begins in the Gambhira, he's God trying to experience the flavor and love of his topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani, at the moment of her greatest experience of love and separation. So Lord Chaitanya is doing Nam Kirtan all night long. This is the process, actually. I was explaining that yesterday. Yeah, I'm writing a paper, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta and Rag Marg, and I want to highlight very, very clearly that Lord Chaitanya's process of chanting perfection was chanting Nam Kirtan. That was the process. Clear. There's Nam Kirtan, there's Guna Kirtan, there's Rupa, you know, they're all absorbing. But specifically, he stressed Nam Kirtan. And the proof of that is when he explained to Prakasananda Saraswati, the Mayavadi, who kind of challenged him that why you're so sentimentally absorbed in this Kirtan. You know, I've seen that too. You know, people deep in spiritual life, and they go, kirtan, what does that have to do? You know, navri band. It's not only just kirtan, it's crying kirtan, it's laughing kirtan, it's jumping kirtan. How to, you know, since Hartman is, the Mayavadi sannyasis, it's sannyas, it's renunciation. Vedanta. Why are you doing this? And he just said, I'm such a fool. My spiritual master just told me to chant. And then he explained, and by their chanting, I became so overwhelmed with tears, crying, I questioned my spiritual master. You know, am I doing the right thing? Spiritual master told him, this is the essence of the Bhagavatam. Our movement, Shloshakan, is based on the Bhagavatam. What's the essence of the Bhagavatam? And he quoted a verse to demonstrate the essence of the Bhagavatam. And what is that verse? Evam vritasva priyanamakrijitam. That in this way, and without inhibition, without attachment, chanting the names of one's beloved Lord gives one the ecstatic symptoms of prema bhakti. Nama. Evam vritasva priyanama. Nama. By the holy name. So, Lord Chaitanya, he was supposed to be in kirtan. Nama. And of course, that's the main process, but it doesn't mean that you can't be nourished and absorbed in other ways. But it also means, it also doesn't mean that this process is not enough. It doesn't also mean that this process is not the main process. He's nourished. And then, you know, there's that antaranga, that internal service, that was what Raghunath Das Goswami achieved. Because he became the Raghu of Sarup. He became the assistant of Sarup Damodar, the assistant of the person who's doing intimate service of Lord Chaitanya. So I was explaining, I was trying to, Barsama did a wonderful job explaining the Leela, but I was trying to explain, you know, this pastime in just like a diagram form, just, you know, understand it. So there's that goal, and then where's Lord Chaitanya? Where is Raghunath Das Goswami? He faces obstacles to the goal. And you know, and obstacles to spiritual life can be external or be internal. Ultimately, they're internal. The internal will change the external if the external needs to be changed. If the external is not what you have to do to purify yourself of particular desires. If it's family life, it's not an obstacle in that sense, if that's what you need to go through to purify yourselves of those desires that put you in the situation that takes your time and energy away from direct absorption in Krishna. If that's it, if it's the external. So, but the obstacles can be external, they can be internal. But the fact of the story is he had really deep obstacles to fulfilling his internal desire, which came from the association of Srila Hari Das Thakur. It came from the association of Hari Das Thakur. He, when he was young, his father, Govardhan, his uncle, Hiranya Majumdara, the wealthiest people in West Bengal, Barsana Maharaj explained that they had actually purchased one district from the Nawab Husan Shah so that the Vaishnavas wouldn't be disturbed. They gave all their money. They purchased the district. They're so rich, wealthy. And for a person who just wanted internal spiritual life and was at the real internal level to actually qualify for that, I also made the point that Raghunath Das Goswami's, you know, next step was sannyas. Our next step may not be that. Even the sannyasis, it may not be that. To the level of Babaji Paramahamsa. His next level was Babaji Paramahamsa. That's what he actually, that was his next step. That's not my next step. That's not your next step. That was his next step. So what was the obstacle to that next step? Well, he was a young man, the only heir to an Indian family. His uncle didn't have any children. The only son, the heir to the wealth. And that's the Indian social service system. You don't need, like, social security. You live with your sons. They take care of you. That's your health insurance. That's it. No problem. What are you going to do in America? Oh, my God, what will I do in the future? We have children. Let them take care of you. What will I do in the future? You know, how will I, you know, what will I, you know, they didn't, all these worries that are created by the modern society, they didn't worry. That was your that was their life insurance. That was their social security, their son. So you can imagine what it is to renounce that situation. Sometimes when I see a young man who's qualified become a brahmacharya, I ask, but you have a couple of, okay, not so bad, to your parents. Yeah, like there's one brahmacharya in the New York ashram, very qualified brahmacharya, natural brahmacharya, Siddhartha Pandit, very cultured person, very, very qualified person. And he's the only son in an Indian family. I know there's another brahmacharya I know, very highly qualified Indian brahmacharya. He's the only son. He's very advanced, and he wants to be a brahmacharya. He's the only son. What an obstacle. And therefore, he saw his wealth, his kingdom, he saw it as an obstacle. And it's an insurmountable obstacle. And therefore, as a young boy, he was depressed. It really reminded me of a modern youth, Raghunath Das Goswami, because he was depressed and he wanted to be alone. I want to be alone, you know, like the family, and they get him married to this apsara, you know. He wouldn't even go in the house. He wouldn't even go in, I want to be alone, leave me alone, you know. He rejected all that. I mean, a lot of us, we rejected something that was like really easy to reject, artificial, but it was a loving Vaishnav family. I want to be alone. He's depressed. He wanted, you know, and he wanted to go to Lord Chaitanya. What an obstacle. And furthermore, he tried. When he was 10 or 11 years old, after he heard Haridas Thakur chanting, and he, after that, it was unbearable for him because he got this transference of pure name. He was like chanting and he was in ecstasy. And then he would be in the court, and that was the center for all the Vaishnavas. So they'd all stay at his house. And then he would hear what they were talking about. And it was like, the first thing he heard is Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Oh, and we'll never see him again, maybe. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And he heard, but he's in Shantipur. I gotta go, I gotta go. His parents, they let him go with some guards. They would hire guards. His parents would hire guards. And sometimes he would complain to them. You say you love me? If you love me, then why don't you make me happy? Why don't you love you? You know? It was like, what? And I, you know, I think a lot of devotees, when I'm speaking here, they're experiencing this in their own way, not for sannyas, but for something else. Either a family, I can't wait till I'm a little bit finished from it, or I can't wait till I have a family, or I can't, you know, I think there's all kinds of, you know, or whatever it is, but one way or another. But, you know, I think a lot of people face that too, my material situation. I know I get it all the time. I just want to chant in here. I'd like to, you know, but I do. Oh, my God. And so for 5 years, he was just in chanting and just depressed. I want to go to Lord Chaitanya. And then when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, and went to South India, he started hearing again. It was intolerable. Because he heard he converted Prakasananda Saraswati, he heard Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he heard all these things, oh my God, I got to see Lord Chaitanya. Then he found that he was in Shantipur, so he went a second time. And, you know, everyone knew him, Lord Nityananda, everyone knew, because he, you know, his family was maintaining Lord Chaitanya's father at one point. I mean, they were just, like, incredible. I want to go to Lord Chaitanya. And when he went, the scenes, my God, Lord Chaitanya came to him, put his feet on his head, and embraced him. They said, you cannot describe the scenes of emotion. And Lord Chaitanya would talk to him through the heart. He said, this is a very important instruction, don't take renunciation cheaply. You know, it's a gradual process. Because if you take... you take to the platform of renunciation before you're qualified, and you actually need to satisfy your attachments. Once you take renunciation order, then you have no means to do so. So your spiritual life is finished. You take sannyas, and then, you know, okay, after you take sannyas, you've given up everything, and then you say, wait, my God, man, you know, I'm lonely. You know, I'm lonely. I want children. I want sex life. And then, what do? You don't have that means anymore socially. And for a sannyasi to fall from the platform at that time, you know what the recommendation was? Go to the Triveni, the confluence of the Ganga, the Saraswati, and Jamuna, and drown yourself. They actually have people that do that there. They have boats, you know, and they'll sink you, you know. And that was, you know, because the culture was so rigid in terms of various principles. And, you know, if the principles were broken, it would have an effect. Not today, okay, so now he gets married. Just stone him. You know, reject him, you know. It's not going to disturb, you know. It'll disturb, actually. You can see what a disturbance is. I can't say that. But, you know, but it's not like a social order. The social order is disturbed. So Lord Chaitanya said, not so easy. I don't give this easy. Go back. And he said, you know, internally, the renunciation is internal, not external. Let me see you be renounced internally, not at ego first. Keep the external, because you may need it. Renounce internally. So he did, and his parents sent him because they thought maybe Lord Chaitanya could talk some sense into him. Of course, when I came to Krishna consciousness, my parents tried to talk sense into me. So they brought my father's friend named Irving Kafka. And Irving Kafka, you know, he grew up in the Holocaust. So I remember to this day Irving Kafka trying to talk sense into me. I remember what he said. He was an atheist. He said, God, no. Judaism, yes. He's like, yeah, you know, I was trying to tell him about God. He's saying, we don't want God. You know, Judaism. All right, I guess I'll speak Brooklynese now. That's modern language. Go figure. So let these hear with me. So he's enjoying. I got an audience that's laughing. I don't know if at home. I'm really intoxicated, too, from the panihati, the whole thing. I mean, I got my face is red. I've been running around in the sun. And so many nice people came this time. I mean, it was really... And it was really well organized. You know, the facade service, we had this huge tent. And the huge tent was still filled. And the kirtan at 8 o'clock with Bibi Govindaswamy was very special. I mean, it was, that one thing went on till 10. Devotees really relished that too. Anyway, Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Chaitanya said the second time, he said, go home. You'll meet me again in Puri. You know, I think that gave him some faith. But the beauty of that story is that, you know, finally he was like, Lord Chaitanya now had gone to Vrindavan and now was coming back. Now he was really wanting to meet Lord Chaitanya. And the separation was unbearable. For 4 or 5 years, he didn't see him until he saw him the second year. The separation was unbearable. This is love of Godhead. He just so much wanted to die. You know, I know, I'm not, who am I? But I remember, you know, there came a time with me, my family was very much opposed. But the spirit and desire was so strong. I don't know what would happen if I was prevented then from going. And my feeling was mixed with probably many other things, as we all are. There definitely was some scar there for spiritual life. There's probably some other things mixed in too from this present life. But Lord Chaitanya, my God. So then, the very interesting, he thought, let me go, he said, no, Nityananda's in Panihati. Panihati's in Saptagram. His parents said, okay, we'll let you go to see Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Nityananda was sitting under that banyan tree, the million moons.
Hare Krishna, this is Madhavi and Gita.
This is who?
This is Gita.
Okay.
I'm Krishna Maharaj. This is Gita from Central New Jersey. I'm a little daughter named Madhavi.
Thank you.
My friend. You're welcome. She wants to listen, so I'll put her on the lecture. She's fighting
okay.
me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you that, you know, I'm up here at this festival, I may not be speaking that much longer today. It may be a little bit of an abbreviated class, but everyone is welcome to join. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. But you try to mute your phone. I think if you press six.
Yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining.
You're welcome. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Very good. So, today the class is probably going to have to end a little bit earlier than usual, but the wonderful part of that pastime, which is so nice, is then Lord Chaitanya calls, Lord Nityananda says, you're a thief. Now, one reason is it's because he's in the distance. But he's in the distance for his humility. So sometimes you can say one thing, it means the other thing. Oh, you're a thief. It really means you're humble. You're like a thief, you're in the background. And when you say things indirectly, they're much more powerful. That's the whole beauty of poetry. If something is not said directly, so your consciousness and intelligence has to activate and go towards the meaning. If something is just told directly, right, you're passive. When somebody's told indirectly, your intelligence has to activate to understand it. And it creates more force and dynamicism when you actually understand it. That's why poetry is so powerful. But then this commentary read, he called him a thief for another reason, which is very, very significant, is he was trying to see Lord Chaitanya. And he went to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya kept on sending him back. So he said, you're a thief. Why? Because the wealth or treasure is Lord Chaitanya. That's the treasure. Who owns the treasure? The devotee has the treasure. So if you want love of Godhead, you can't go directly. You have to go to the one who owns it. And if you go directly, you're stealing. You're trying to steal the wealth. Love of Lord Chaitanya belongs to his bhaktas. It belongs to Guru. It belongs to the Vaishnavas. You're trying to get it directly. You can see that. A person sitting and, you know, he doesn't want Guru. I'm not saying artificially you just take Guru. This is a very deep thing of compatibility and qualification and so many things. But if there's people that don't want Guru, it may be a question you haven't found, that there's people that don't want Guru. And then they're trying to go to, it doesn't work. And he was going to Lord Chaitanya, but he had to go through Lord Nityananda. And then the significance of that festival, so he wanted Lord Chaitanya, he wanted his obstacles removed. So how did Lord Nityananda do that? He ordered him to make a feast for the devotees. This is Chiradahi feast. A beautiful scene. So to make a feast for those devotees. And so he made an elaborate feast, and it's described, you know, with a big platform, and they bring the butter lokis, the big, you know, important people in town, and the Nijadan, the infinite people. Very interesting point. Even, you know, when you offer respect, you have to do it on many levels. It's not just who's more advanced, by the way. Also, respectable people in society have to be. I know that once, because I organized this one parikram, and one time in my preaching, I got this contact with the head of the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun. Indian Military Academy. You can't have a third world army. And at that time, India was third. Their army wasn't third world. The most, you know, dynamic people in the country were leading the army. They were so well trained. And I went up there, and somehow I met the Indian, and the guy, he became a devotee. And he joined. What do I do with him now? I got the principal of the Indian Military Academy working under me. That's a joke. he's a principal in the military academy, and I got him living in the ashram now. So I took him out on Parikra, right? And we had so many people, and there was one, actually, and I had a very good friendship with Narayan Maharaj at that time, so he was going to meet me to take us on Parikra. That meant all these students, we had, I've got other devotees with me. And we arranged the prasadam, he arranged the place at an ashram. When we were taking prasadam, there was one platform. So he was the senior Vaishnava, so he invited me as a sannyasi to sit on the platform, and then there were so many godbrothers, but he invited that man. So I said, that's, yeah. You know, the person was a big man in society. So Lord Chaitanya had the big respectable people, the intimate people, and they gave everyone these chip rice. Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, they gave everyone these chip rice soaked in these big clay pots. They were huge clay pots, and one was soaked in milk, one was soaked in yogurt. So kids milk, and one was yogurt, and then, you know, bananas and camphor. Everybody got, it was a huge festival. And what was the festival? All the devotees were served. So when all the devotees were served, it was so nice. Lord Chaitanya was so, Lord Nityananda was so pleased of a festival of serving that Lord Nityananda called Lord Chaitanya to observe. He tried to go, he couldn't go. Lord Chaitanya came there. And what was the offer? Because you have served the Vaishnavas so deeply, so nicely, all the obstacles to your will be destroyed. When I inaugurated this festival like 8 years ago, we did it on the exact day. I did it on a Tuesday. I mean, how many people? We still had 35 people. It was a very beautiful festival. We had it on a Tuesday. You know, we had the festival on a Tuesday. And, you know, 35, and it's grown and grown and grown. Now it's huge. What it is, the idea I started is so people could participate in service. And they can serve all the devotees. Actually, my disciples could serve all the devotees. And attract the mercy of Lord Nityananda who petition. This is our philosophy. A philosophy, you want Radha Krishna? To get Radha and Krishna, you have to serve Lord Nityananda. And to serve Lord Nityananda, how do you serve Lord Nityananda? You chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya. This is how it works. Anyway, I mean, this story is very, very deep. And I could go on very long, but that's the essence of that story. And of course he escapes because he's guarded by 15 guards. That's their job. So he can't get away. His guru comes in one night. Lord Chaitanya makes arrangement. And it's a family guru, but he was also a respectable. Couldn't get the Pujari to do the service. These problems were there 500 years ago. So he said, Raghunath, because Raghunath Das Goswami is like such a intelligent, qualified person, charismatic, spiritual. Maybe you can ask him. So he, okay, I'll do it. Go back to sleep, Gurudev, no problem. Marsana Maharaj said there, Krishnas Kaviraj doesn't seem to indicate that he went to the Pujari. But other people say that he went first to the Pujari, then he ran away. The Krishnas Kaviraj has it. It's like, he ran away, took the beaten path, not the beaten path, the unbeaten path, went to the, you know, walked 14 miles, stayed in a cow shed, got some milk, ate, you know, three times like nothing. And you know, whatever it is, the days that he traveled, and went and saw Lord Chaitanya and got his direct association. And then he became very renounced because he was at the step of renunciation, and that was his service for Lord Chaitanya, was to demonstrate the life of renunciate. So Lord Chaitanya gave him the instruction, you know, don't talk Gramya Katha, Prajalpa, village talk. Don't dress nicely or eat, you know, opulent food, and just chant and day and night think about Radha Krishna and chant the holy name and be humble. And he followed it so strictly. He was so filled with love that he lost interest in the material world. Every desire we have is simply a substitute for love because we're souls. So ultimately we're nourished by love. We're attached to the body, so we have to satisfy the body. But ultimately, we're souls, and souls are satisfied with love. When you're filled up with love, then you don't need anything else. So he was just keeping the body together by eating decomposed rice. And Lord Chaitanya Sri Daladhar went there and just said to him, why are you having this feast without me? It was decomposed rice that was washed, rejected by the cows. Why? Well, why? And the Srupa Damodar was saying, this is like a nectar feast. You're not sharing it for me. And then when Lord Chaitanya found out, he wanted some. Why? Because that decomposed rice was the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. It was the love of Raghunath Das Goswami for Lord Chaitanya. It was a manifestation of his love that he wanted. When you love, you wanted nothing else but the service of Lord Chaitanya. So when Lord Chaitanya was... That rice was the love. It's a feast. People want love. They want devotion in the heart. Anyway, the second part of the festival, I always had a doubt if it can be 2 days, but there's people coming, and there's new people coming that haven't been there yesterday. Some people couldn't come on Saturday. They're coming today. And we made the basis of the festival really Nam Kirtan this time. And devotees are into it, and at 8:30, I guess the class is ending now, then we'll have breakfast, and about 10:30, we're going to sit down there for 3 hours. And we're going to do Nam Kirtan, Bibi Govinda Swami will come, there's a lot of expert kirtaneers here, and Borijan was always praying about, like 10 years ago, he told me, because he saw there's so many fads people get into, right? Said, I hope the next fad in ISKCON is Nam Kirtan. And it seems people are really into, it's not a fad, but it's kind of like they're into it, Nam Kirtan. And we did this before. It's very pleasant. We're going to sit there. We're going to sit there for 3 hours and just pleasantly hear and absorb ourselves in the holy name. A lot of the families, I know, Jaisa Bhajan Govardhan Lal and their kids, Kishori Radha and Gopishore and their children, and a lot of people stayed over, so more and more people will come, and we'll use their furnished hall that they have in the house. And the seating of the hall, this tent was huge, and we had different sides open, so there was air. We blocked different sides where, you know, the neighbors or something, and it was so nicely set up. First you had, you know, these nice seats for the speakers, kind of low, you know, teak wood couches, kind of. Then we had a kirtan area. And then it was set up so the speakers were on the length of the thing, so there wouldn't be so much distance. And then we had carpets. We had the floor covered with white plastic. Then we had carpets in front of the speakers, and behind that we had 150 yoga chairs, and then behind that we had chairs for everyone. So it was like, for the feast everyone would fit in, but for the class we had, it was, you know, it was roomy, people were comfortable for sitting, you know, there was plenty of bathroom facilities, fresh water, snacks. You know, little details were nice. There was a special bathroom for the ladies to, you know, do whatever they have to do privately with their children. And it was just, you know, in many ways, it was very, and non-devotees came, people from Dr. Ruvel's work came, his financial advisor came with their family. So it was just a wonderful festival, and we'll continue today. Would anybody like to say Hare Krishna? I did hear from Henry and Indrani. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna today?
Hare Krishna.
Who's that? Who's that? Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Who's that?
Carl and Stella.
Carl and Stella. Hare Krishna. We may have to find a way for you to come to our next Panihati. It was really, really nice. Your godbrother, Mahahari, was here. He came to the festival. That was nice. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Anybody else?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh. Who's that? Who? Who's that? Okay.
Well, I was one of them. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay.
I don't know who wants to go first.
Okay, Gail. Okay, who else?
Go ahead.
My wife's right here.
Who's that? Arvo, who's that? Okay, who else would like to say
Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Anastasia calling.
Oh, Anastasia, Hare Krishna. Well, one day you'll also have to come to our festival.
Well, yeah, thank you very much for this virtual tour. I basically traveled and imagined how everything looks like, and I almost have visited.
That's very, very nice. You know what we'll do, Anastasia? I'm hoping that someone took pictures. Preeti, anyone take pictures? Okay, so we're going to put on that Sambandha website. We'll put some pictures so people can see.
Oh, great.
It was really nice. Thank you, Anastasia.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Jai Nitai here.
Jai Nitai, Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Good. Hare Krishna, thank you.
This is Wednesday too, or?
Who's that?
Yeah, both days.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Gaelic. I'm here talking with Shastra Das.
You're right here.
Yes, it's so frustrating. I'm right here, and I still have to do this by phone.
I could have told you the room I'm in, Gail. I could have told you what room I'm in.
Yeah, I went upstairs and tried to put my ear to the various doors, but I couldn't hear your voice.
Gail, but I didn't want to interfere with Giant Waitaswami's class.
I didn't either. That's why I put my tape recorder down there, and I came up here.
Okay, yeah, all right, I'll come out soon, you'll see me, okay. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna? Anybody else? What? Okay, then we'll all see you this Wednesday on the Sangha. I'm going to give a little review of the last time. I'm going to review again the last part of the hearing section, just to review it, and then most of the session will just be questions. I'm going to inform the people, let people send out just questions for that, because I need a week to prepare for the Nam Kirtan section, which is an essential section. So we'll do the Nam Kirtan section. And we'll continue the Bhagavatam with there's one more section of Vyasadeva's meditation and realization. Okay, thank you all. Vanchakopa Tiruvyascha Kutasindhu Bhavishra Patitanam Pagani Vyo Raishka Vyo Nava.